This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. In a very upside down and mixed up world, like I said earlier, the Ninth Circuit Court has upheld the suspension of the Trump immigration order, and all based on what they believe the president wanted to do based on campaign speeches, campaign literature, or whatever. Just amazing. So Trump was right. We have a partisan judiciary. Yes, I know that the judge who put the order in place, the judge who put the suspension in place, was a Republican. Right? He was appointed by a Republican. However, he does free immigration work. You don't think his heart is leaning one way or the other? We'll get more of this later. Joel Gilbert is going to join me after the break. He's a documentary and film writer. He's got a lot coming up. He actually did the film Dreams from My Real Father that we're going to talk about. Obama, who might have been Obama's real father with the information that he got pulled together. He's also done films like Atomic Jihad, Ahmadinejad. Oh, come on, Mr. Smith. President of Iran wanted to do. Done some great. Done some. I see, I don't do these kind of things. He's done three films, maybe more, on Bob Dylan. That must be cool. I mean, for those of us who aren't really good with all of this, I mean, Dylan went through some changes in his life. He also goes through the. Also written a movie or directed a movie called There's No Place Like Utopia. And that's where, you know, he goes across America to find out where the end of the progressive rainbow is. How does this all come together? Where does it make sense? You know, and some of you make fun of these films or this information. But how do you explain the fact that these guys talk about this stuff years before it happens? That they lay it out, they talk about it. Right? And to get it right, you make fun of them the whole time. You remember that whole thing where Mitt Romney said that the Russians were our problem? They were a big problem? And Mr. Oblamo said that ISIS was a JV team, nothing to worry about? Yeah, but the Republicans are always wrong. They're warmongers, what can I tell you? So the Iraqi Archbishop backs the Trump travel ban. He hopes for aid to Christians. Well, we don't help Christians, Archbishop. Sorry. We're not willing to do that. We watched 90,000 Christians get beheaded, crucified, killed, martyred, whatever you want to call it, overseas last year. We did nothing about it. We got a whole bunch of news about it. You had to go digging for it. Because mainstream media doesn't care about that stuff. Besides, it would show the violence of the extreme Islamists. The Archbishop for the Christian community in Iraq said that President Trump's travel ban on immigration from terror hotspots is a good thing. And it will help minority religious groups in the region. Now, Bashar Warda, the Chaldean Catholic Archbishop of Erbil in Iraq, and I'm doing my best here, he said as long as Trump's executive order includes a special preferences for all victims of ISIS, it could be a positive for Christians in the region, whose plight Trump has been sympathetic to. He said, I would personally prefer that our people stay here in their ancient homeland, but I always understand that many have lost hope. Archbishop Wanda said that they have suffered too much and they just want to leave. It's nobody's place to force them to stay, and it isn't. That said, the fact that the American administration seems to know that there are Christians and other religious minorities here, you know, who need help, is something I find heartening, he says. I hope this means that we'll no longer be excluded from U.S. government and U.N. aid, which our people desperately need. Warder, a key figure in the beleaguered Iraqi Christian community, has been vocal in the past about the lack of assistance from the U.S., and mostly aimed at Christians and other non-Muslim religions. Now he hopes the current administration in Washington has started a helpful dialogue. He said, how is it possible that a community suffering genocide that has seen its numbers decline by more than 8 in 10 in over a decade receives nothing at all from the American government? A government that's funding countless humanitarian projects, helping people that have been displaced, helping people that have been persecuted, and not nickel one for the Christians. See, you have to understand why, as a Christian, you have to understand why I sit here and question what President Obama was doing. Kept talking about how many more Muslims were being persecuted than Christians and others. Sending money to all kinds of humanitarian issues or aid based on humanitarian issues. And yet nothing to the Christians, or according to this guy, other religious organizations. Why would that be? Why would he reach out and spend $220 million, $21 million, to Palestine the day of the inauguration? Who does that? Unless you're trying to hide something. Christian population in Iraq alone has plummeted from 1.5 million in 2003 to just under 275,000. And nobody's helped. They didn't convert. They were killed. Or they moved out. According to a November 2015 report from the International Catholic Charity Aid to the Church in Need, the dwindling numbers are due to genocide, refugees fleeing to other countries, internal displacement, and others who are hiding or not telling you what they believe. It has been estimated that a dozen Christian families free Iraq each day. You know what I'm going to love about this in the history books, if we can get it in there for real? You'll have to wait till the other side. Actually, you're going to have to wait a while. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up after the break. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the
unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents. And special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
be. But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me. My baby is American.
We are back, and it better be American made. I love this stuff that I'm hearing. We got 94 million Americans out of work. And we've got some of these bonehead companies saying, yeah, we'll hire refugees when they come in. And if you guys, if you Americans, I'm serious, if you still go to Starbucks, after Starbucks said it would hire 10,000 refugees as opposed to 10,000 Americans, I don't, what are you doing here in this country? Seriously. Hey, look, it's a mini Joe rant, but what are you doing here? You know, our vets deserve those jobs. Americans deserve those jobs first. They've given you the right to be the stupid person you're being. They've given you the right to, that's, you know, Starbucks, the way you've grown your company in this country. You really couldn't do that anywhere else like you've done here. And it's the vets that have given you that right. It's the vets that have been protecting your freedoms. It's the American law, the American judicial system, legal system, that allows you to operate the way you do. And the way you say thank you is you bring in people from another country to work in your stores. Thank you so much. It makes us feel so good. Anyway, I've got Dr. Gerald Lomero on with me right now, and the doctor is an author, philosopher, economist, and an engineer. And, you know, his recent book, Great News for America, you know, written before Trump was elected, called a lot of what's going down right now. And I think he's got a clue as to what's going to happen here coming up in the future. Dr. Lomero, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, it's great to be back with you.
Always a pleasure. All right, so first give us a Reader's Digest of the book and the content of the book, and then we're going to get into detail.
Right. Believe it or not, the book is still selling, and it's selling in Canada and Europe, and it's amazing because that's not America. It was written for Americans. But anyway, the book, I saw back in 2015 that something was going on in America. And I thought 2016 would be a historic election, which it turned out to be. And I wrote a book back in 2015. It came out in January 2016 called Great News for America. And I made 10 big predictions about how this election was going to be historic. And it's turned out that they all pretty much came true and or are still coming true. Like, for example, that we're going to have a conservative Supreme Court. And that is just beginning to happen. And it has all to do with how the American people over time, every so often, will kind of rise up and vote out the establishment and vote in new people to make changes when the country gets a little bit off course. And we know from polls, that accurate polls as opposed to a lot of fake polls, that Americans have thought we've been off track for years. Usually about two-thirds to one-third think that we've been off track. And that's why I knew something big was coming, because when that happens, America makes a big deal out of the presidential election. 1896, we had an incredible election. Economics were bad at that time. Law and order was an issue, on and on and on. And the American people changed the Republican Party, changed the Democratic Party, elected William McKinley, changed the mainstream media. By the way, in historic elections, the mainstream media changes. And this time around, it did too, because I predicted, and it has happened, the end of the mainstream media's ability to influence the presidential election as we've known it in the past. And that happened. They threw everything at Donald Trump. They could not get Hillary Clinton elected with all their fake news and the fake polls and all the rest.
Hey, doctor, doesn't that tell you what a bad candidate they were? I mean, the Big Tent Party couldn't find somebody who could beat Donald Trump. That's got to be embarrassing to no end, isn't it?
Well, actually, Donald Trump was saying everything Americans wanted to hear. They wanted a tough president. They wanted somebody like General Patton or General Marshall. They wanted, you know, in the past we've elected generals, and they wanted somebody who's going to fight the global terrorism. That's like a general. And he's appointed three people as his top aides, three generals.
Yeah.
And they wanted somebody who would take on the press. And, boy, he took on the press. They don't know how to handle him even today.
Well, here's the thing. I've been telling people all along. I say, look, understand something. He really doesn't need the press. He's got almost 50 million followers, okay? So if you want to really extrapolate that out to when he sends me or he sends out a tweet, guys like me are going to resend that. I got 60, 70,000 people off my Twitter. Other guys have got bigger numbers than I do. You know, exponentially, he's reaching a third of the nation, and he's putting out the message he wants and not the fake stuff the news wants. That's why they hate him so much, don't you think? They're afraid of him.
Right. Well, there's another thing going on, too, and that is tied up with that prediction I made about the mainstream media has changed. It is now. The mainstream media today is not the New York Times and the Washington Post. That's the source of the fake news, okay? The real news is coming in on social media and coming through talk radio. That is the new mainstream media.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. No,
I think you too. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think that you can listen to guys like me all over the country. And like I said, you know, we're not hearing anything in these. Now, they call them protests. I call them flat out riots. I don't know. Maybe I don't understand the dictionary, but they're looking at these protests. I mean, in my case, the riots. And nobody's talking about, really nobody's talking about that these are paid protests, paid rioters. And I had somebody on the show last night, two of her good friends, guess what they did? They got paid $1,000 a day to drive up from San Diego, go to the protest there in Berkeley, and do their thing. And they were guaranteed that if they got arrested or something happened, all their fees would be paid. They would be taken care of. This is not a grassroots effort, an uprising by the people. And to show you that there's something wrong with them mentally, Doctor, you're going to love my attitude is this. They are using exactly the same verbiage, the same plan, the same attack method that they used that lost them 35 governorships, that lost them the presidency, the House, the Senate. This is a sickness, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, speaking of the Democratic Party, they have not held this few number of offices since the 1920s.
Wow.
It took the Roaring Twenties, they've done better. And so they're doing very poorly. You can also mention state legislative bodies
right. That
are predominantly Republican. You can talk about the courthouses. I'm not sure how many...
Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof woodlook flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi,
I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to bring my guest back on with me. I don't like wasted any of his time. David Bigo joins me. He is the author of The Devil at Our Doorsteps, how he fought and won the SEIU, even against what I'll call gangster tactics. And David, thanks for being with me today.
Again, Joe, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate it.
Okay, so let's just jump right into it. Your big thing is labor, and it's I'll get to the rioters and the protesters in a few minutes, but I really want to hone in on labor because you can already see there's a whole different atmosphere, attitude with this administration on labor and bringing jobs back to America. You know, Ford has backed down. Apple has agreed to open up here. Japan's gonna pour billions of dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars back into the economy here. This is all good stuff, right? But the Dems, there's an underlying tone. The Dems are saying that he's given away too many tax cuts to these companies in order to get them to come back. Give me your thoughts on this.
Well, you know what these companies the Dems don't want to see is they don't want to see these companies coming in and establishing jobs in that. They're not unionized companies where, you know, union dues are collected by the unions and used to support the Democratic Party. And that's what this is all about. Now, here's the interesting thing, though. I need two things from this election. Number one, about 55% of the workforce, union workforce, voted for Trump because they're tired of the union bosses and their tactics and their use of union dues for politics they don't agree with. And that's an interesting thing. Second thing is that, you know, the trade unions, who have really always been behind Trump, have come out vocally for him, and they're supporting him, and that is a good thing, and that's going to help expose the more radical unions like AFL-CIO, ASME, and the SEIU and that. And then here's the third thing. Trump is taking them on, and, you know, I don't know if you or your listeners realize this, but in the Obama administration, there's only been three people on the National Labor Relations Board for the last year or so, and two of them are Democrats, and one is a Republican. And one of the Democrats was head of the board. Well, Trump just named Philip Miscramara as the new acting chairman. He was the only Republican on the board. So he now will be directing the board on what they're going to pursue in that. Now, here's the downside. Uh-oh. It still is everything has to be voted on.
Right.
So since he's the only Republican, he's going to lose 2-1 all the time. But at least he can start, you know, keep things from moving in the direction the unions want them to until Trump is able to name two more people to be put on the board, because the board normally has five people on it. So there's some good things happening.
Yeah, well, yeah, and being the president of the board, I would imagine if it works like most other boards, he decides what comes in front of the board and what doesn't, and you're right, he can shape and look at those guys and go, look, we either start working together, or this stuff doesn't come up in front of us, you know?
That's right. And they're going to do that, but it's going to be a tough battle.
Yep.
Trying to get some of the regulations that Obama's put into place backed off real quick. But at least they can keep things from moving forward that Obama was trying to, you know, implement so that he could help the unions out. And then the other thing on the EEOC side, he's appointed Victoria Lipnick as the head of the commission there. And acting chair, and she is one of these that she is going to back down Obama's regulations that the EEOC was trying to put in place that would really tie the hands of businesses across the country. And this is going to help all these companies like you just talked about, GM and Ford and some of the Japanese companies come in. They're seeing now that these things, these chains are being taken off, and we can now bring in and start and grow jobs in this country. And that's what this is all about, and I think it's great.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I mean, people are going, oh, yeah, he's going to allow dirty water, dirty air. And I go, no, can you guys just shut up and back down? We don't just do that. This isn't the 50s anymore, okay? Things have changed tremendously, and states have the right to step in. California's got some, they've got a group called the Air Quality Management District. I don't know why they call it that, because it takes up the whole state. And the bottom line with it is that they usually supersede the EPA, and they're worse. They're harder to deal with. So I think people need to understand this just doesn't mean, by him repealing some of the regulations, it doesn't mean that all this stuff goes away. You know, the executive order he did last week about repealing two regulations for every one that you want to apply. It sounds kind of ambiguous, but I think this is, you tell me if I'm wrong, my personal opinion is the reason he's doing that is he wants to force these bureaucrats to go look at what they're doing, to have them actually look at what it is they're applying, and stupid rules they might be able to back off of. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I think that's true. But the other thing you do, and I found this out in my fight with the SEIU, you expose all the stuff out there they're throwing out there that is nonsense and doesn't make sense. And when you do that to them, they tend to crawl back under their rocks and get away from that stuff. And I think he understands that. And, you know, I think that's going to be a big thing. I'm going to tell you one other big thing that behind the scenes with these new appointments with the NLRB and the EEOC is behind the scenes, Mike Pence is meeting with Governor Scott Walker, and they're discussing a national right to work law, which is what we really need in this country, to give all people in this country the chance to make a decision whether they really want to be part of a union or not.
Yeah, I'm as you're talking, I'm looking at signs of some of these protests, and I really think it's hilarious that, you know, they got these signs up to love Trump's hate. Yet these are the people that are pepper spraying others. They're breaking windows. You know, they're pounding on, you know, these anti-Trumpers are actually very, very extremely violent. And then you look at some of the stuff they talk about with the refugees and 100 tech companies now have said, hey, look, we're not for this Trump ban. We want these people to come in. And I'm thinking to myself, I was in the technology business. I remember having to train hundreds of Pakistanis and Indians coming over here to take the jobs of Americans. I remember doing that back in the, I think it was the mid-90s or something like that, thinking this is ridiculous. We have so many people here we could train to do this. So this isn't just a matter of keeping out the bad guys. Someone says we have 94 million Americans looking for work. Why aren't we retraining them, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And it's you know, it's always do as I say, not as I do. And, you know, you can't just listen to these people. You got to watch their actions. I learned that early on with the SEIU. And, you got to expose them for what they are. And in a lot of cases, these companies, like, you know, they're talking about California becoming a sanctuary state. You know, a lot of these people, they want the immigrants and that in because they can pay them cheaply. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now here is the other side of that. At the same time, these same people are willing to give in to the unions and let the unions be a big force in your state and, kind of tell them, okay, one of these days we're going to let you unionize these people. Okay. So it's they work both sides of the envelope and people got to understand this.
Oh, I tell you what I really love is this. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is a big proponent of allowing, you know, refugees in, if you would, of allowing illegals in and all this other stuff. And when you really look at this, there are many Republicans that are guilty of wanting that cheap labor. So the U.S. Chamber backs that and pushes it down. So both sides are guilty of playing this game as well. So I don't want people to think that I believe that Republicans are clean, because they're not clean on this one, are they?
No, they're not. In fact, you know, I used to be a member of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and I got out of it years ago just because of what you're talking about. I saw this firsthand in meetings in Washington and that, and these people want to bring these people in and, you know, pay them. A lot of times they're not even paying them legally. They're paying them, you know,
under
cash.
Under the table, yeah.
Under the table, or just a, you know, a kind of a blank type of pit check with, where no taxes are taken out of it. And that's what these people want to do to be competitive instead of doing the right things. And here's what happens, Joe, and America needs to wake up to all this stuff. It artificially lowers wages across the country.
That's right.
And it cheats our government out of income they need to take care of things that they need to take care of and reduce their deficits and get rid of them.
Yeah, I wish people would just take the time to think this stuff through, because if they would, they'd come to find out that we're not looking to hurt anybody. We and guys like you and I, we don't even agree with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce thoughts on you know, bringing in illegals and having that cheap labor. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. David Bigo joins me, author of The Devil at Our Doorstep. We'll be right back.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to set well down my way at all. It ain't going to set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall beers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, Chuck Schumer says that Trump's comments on the judge out of Washington will affect Schumer's bringing the new Supreme Court nominee to the floor. And I'm thinking to myself, really? How is this news? Because I tell you what, if the guy blows his nose wrong, it'll be a reason they can't bring the Supreme Court nominee to the Senate. Talk about political games. Talk about cowardice. You know, this is the same group of people. The Dems used to scream at the Republicans for being obstructionists. These cowards won't even show up for a hearing because they think they're going to slow things down. But you know what? We do the same thing that Harry Reid did, and they'll throw out the rules because they're not laws. They're just rules they agreed upon at one point in time, and we'll just play like they played. The thing I'm going to say, I'll ask David this question in a minute, but the thing that makes me crazy is you're paying them to do a job, even if they know they're going to lose, okay? Even if they know they can't stop this guy, they should at least be in those hearings. They should be asking the questions like the Republicans did when they knew they were going to lose. And when the rules were changed, the Republicans still went, they still fought, and they still screamed. It doesn't make them greater than anybody else. I'm just saying, even though they knew they were losing, they went and made statements. You guys are doing nothing. your team are a bunch of cowards. They won't even come into the room. Let me bring on my guest. David Biko joins us. He is the author of The Devil at Our Doorsteps, How He Fought the SEIU and Won. David, thanks for joining me. I needed to get that off my chest.
Well, I'm glad you did. I'm afraid you're going to have a heart attack. Joe, I didn't want that to happen.
No, you know what? I wasn't going to go down this road, but now after seeing that, I'm saying to myself, look, think about this. These were like the 17-year-old spoiled brats, right? They didn't get what they want, so they're going to pitch a fit for the next God knows how long, and you know they're looking for any reason not to nominate this guy, even though they all had no problems nominating him back, I think it was 06 or 10, and now all of a sudden he's a bad nominee. He wouldn't make a good Supreme Court. This is politics at its worst, and I believe this is why the Dems lost, because this is the way they play politics. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're exactly right, especially to expose them. And, you know, we need people in this country like you and Fox and the president and other people to continue to expose these people for what they truly are. And I'm not surprised at this at all, because this nominee to the Supreme Court, Neil Gorsuch, represents a real threat to the unions and the Democratic Party, because, again, I encourage people to go back and read my blogs, but, you know, I wrote about Scalia's passing and then what it means, another blog, what it means to the unions. And, you know, there was a big case in California, Friedrichs versus the California Teachers Association.
Yep.
That if Scalia wouldn't have passed away when that came up for vote, it probably, she would have won, the teacher, Friedrichs, probably would have won 5-4. And what that basically would have done is wiped out the fact that people have to pay dues all across the country, you know. If they don't want to be part of the union, they don't have to pay. And that would have been a death spiral for the unions and the Democratic Party, because they get the majority of their money and campaign money from the unions. And so what they're afraid of is, I think, and I've talked to some people that are heavily involved in this stuff, is that if Gorsuch gets approved and somebody will bring this case back up, or one very similar to it, so that it can get passed by them, and that's what the unions and the Democratic Party are just, you know, they're scared to death of.
Yeah, and you know what? I used to have no hope for certain things. And I don't know if I'm just cautiously optimistic, but the election showed me that there are finally the average American, Demo Republican or whatever, Green Party, what have you, the average Republican was tired. The average American was tired of what the politicians were doing to them. You know, again, when you have lifelong union members of the Democrat Party vote for Donald Trump, they feel slighted. They feel like they're not being taken care of. This is a good thing, I think. I'm hoping that momentum stays. I'm hoping that Trump can keep that momentum. David, there were several town halls, and it was interesting to see, because there were Democrats that had town halls where their people turned against them and said, you're being obstructionist. You're being exactly what you claimed the Republicans were. And then in the Republican, some of these Republican town halls, they were beating on some of the Republican leaders to quickly repeal Obamacare. Now, we can't be stupid about this. We have to do this the right way, or we're really going to look bad. But I think middle America is waking up. What do you think? With everything, not just elections.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And I think a lot of people in the Democratic Party are waking up to the fact that this isn't your father's and great-grandfather's party anymore. It's been taken over by a far-left contingent that's trying to fundamentally change this country. And I think people are slowly waking up, but again, I'll go back to my comments, and this is pretty basic stuff to me, because I've been through it. You can't give them ammunition to come back at you and win, and I like a lot of things that Trump's doing in that. I just wish he would do it from a more professional standpoint and, be a little bit quieter in his approach on it, and just get around and see the people in this country, because I'll tell you, the other side doesn't know how to handle it when you do that. They really don't know how to handle it. I don't know if I ever told you the story, but, you know, the clergy people, you know, they wanted to meet with me, and because they were just, you know, they were attacking me on the street, my company, you know, they were out there closing buildings down by, you know, jamming the door entrances and stuff like that, and but they finally wanted to meet with me, and I walked into a room, about 10 of them, and sat down, and my daughter, who was our HR manager at the time, was with me, and we sat down, and yeah, after introductions, and I looked at the first reverend on my right, who was kind of their leader, and I said, so what can I do for you? And he says, we need you to sign the neutrality agreement, which is what they wanted me to sign to take away the election process and allow them to force unionize my people through a card check. And I just looked at him. I said, Reverend, can I ask you a question? He goes, sure. I said, have you ever read a neutrality agreement? And Joe, his eyes just dropped. He bowed his head down. He wouldn't even look at me. And he says, no, I haven't. I said, well, why would you want me to sign something that you've never read? The rest of the meeting was like that. I never attacked anybody. I just asked them straightforward questions, you know? After that, I never heard from the clergy again, the people that were supporting them on this thing. And I think this is the type of way that you go after these people, okay?
Oh, yeah. You don't have to pound on them. If you could just hit them with a little bit of logic that you know, he gets the reading part, he gets the studying part. I think that's exactly how to deal with it.
He's one of, but the clergy were just like a lot of people in this country today, that they were naive to what's going on, and all this stuff that the union was putting out there, and the left still does about social justice, and we got to do all this and all this stuff. It sounds good to these people. They go, yeah, well, these people are nice people, but until you dig into the details, you don't realize what they're really doing.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. You know, somebody in an earlier interview, somebody asked me, and I think this is the problem too, right? We have a lot of millennials, we have a lot of Generation Xers that have a different viewpoint on how government should run. They have a different viewpoint on who should be in these offices, whether elected or not. I think we've raised a large generation of it's all about me's. How are we going to fix this? How do we turn this around? How do we get the young people now to understand? I know I didn't set you up for this, but it was asked me, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's a great question. How do we get the young people to understand how government works, what made this country great in the past?
Well, I think, number one, we start turning the country around and getting people back to work and the economy growing and opportunity growing, and they're going to see some of that without anybody ever saying anything to them. And I think, you know, experience and having things like this happen in front of your eyes makes a big difference. And then the other side of it is I've told many people, we need people like yourself, myself, people who believe in this, you know, in our government, you know, the Trump administration and that. We have to be out there talking to these people all the time. And it's not just about writing articles and all that. It's about when you're talking, sit down and talking to these people, maybe it's over lunch, maybe it's, you know, whatever, you have an opportunity. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. This morning, I have a place I go here in Indianapolis, and I buy, you know, donuts and other things for my employees, and they love it. And one of the gals that was working at this particular place, and this was a bagel place this morning, wasn't donuts, excuse me, you know, you could tell that she was one that has bought into what the left is saying. And I just got her over to the side while I was drinking some coffee while they were finishing my order and that, and I just talked to her about the stuff and what I went through and how they treated my employees. And I said, if you had been one of my employees, they would have wanted me to give your information, your personal information and contact information and your where you live, so they could go to your home and intimidate and threaten you until you get on board with them. I said, you've got to understand what's going on in this country today. And her eyes just got real big, Joe.
Wow.
And she says, that's really sad and wrong. And I said, I know. I think I had a convert today.
Wow.
Just by talking to her this morning. And I try to do this all the time. And I've had, you said you had a guy read my book that was from Massachusetts. I've had some Democrats lately read my book. And they come back to me and they said, Dave, you're spot on. I feel bad for where I've been on my positions and that. And we just have to keep getting in front of them and talking to them and showing what the other side does right.
Yeah, I agree with you, David. Always a pleasure to have you on with me. Get David's book at Amazon.com. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me.